destruction is an unnatural sense of just as much as that was born by pornography or self-education. And I add, given your television is coming to our home. He gave the example of a 17-year-old boy who came to him to be treated for head. Strangely enough, the doctor quickly found out the real problem of pornography. The boy and his friend started at age 12 to view them owned by the parents. They imitated what they saw. They developed their own perversion. It destroyed him when he was could it be undone? He said it is nearly as impossible as providing glue for a dwarf.
consciousness. We don't have any consciousness for sin anymore. The spirit has creeped into the church, creeped into preachers, creeped into sermons. Until everything is a little here and there, nothing is just plain sin. Are you listening to me? Even in Pentecostal churches, even in fundamentalist churches, nothing is just plain sin anymore. If a preacher gets behind a pulpit and says it's wrong, don't do it. He's labeled as some type of anachronism. You can label Jimmy Swaggart anything you want to label him, but I'm going to stand up as long as I've got breath to tell you it's wrong.
This is what we're facing. These are the worst child molesters of them all. Brainwashing, situational ethics, immorality. And next, the real child abuser is not only the abortionist in the public school system and the media and television and rock music, but it's the movies. Movies today are dirtier than ever, filthier than ever. More degrading, despicable, darkened, and rotten than ever.